Good morning. It's Friday, December the 23rd, 2016. And I've been thinking a lot about how we have this amazing Trump economic recovery in the new year. And it could be an amazing recovery. It could change everything. But we have to have some type of new financial technology, some sort of new financial instrument that doesn't not yet now today exist. This new financial technology is something quite amazing. It is made up of different types of, well, concepts, really. And these concepts, these concepts lead us to one logical fucking conclusion. There's only one conclusion. We need a 10,000 year galaxy bond. A 10,000 year galaxy bond that is backed up by the discovery of extrasolar planets. A 10,000 year galaxy bond. A 10,000 year galaxy bond. And with these 10,000 year galaxy bonds, we'll be able to create 20 or 30,000 year home loans. Maybe even student loans that can be paid off by your great, 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 great grandchildren. We're talking about a student loan that, in priced in today's dollars, well, future dollars, does it really matter if it's all cashless? Yes, the 50,000 year student loan will pay for Harvard, which will probably cost about, I don't know, $600 or $700 billion a year. Now, there are people who say the 10,000 year galaxy bond that is backed up by extrasolar planets like that Gliese place and all the other make-believe places they tell us about And as we break out into the galaxy and we get deeper and deeper into personal public debt, we can establish new kinds of bonds. We'll call them Cosmo bonds. The maturation period for a Cosmo bond will be approximately half the time required to reach heat death of the universe. That's the total loss of all potential energy and entropic death for the universal construct. These Cosmo bonds, somebody's going to have to pay for them. So we'll have to invent new kinds of matter and technology that will allow us to pass a bill, to stick a bill in the inbox, the post office box, of those existential beings that follow the cosmic Big Bang. They are the drifters of tomorrow. They are the travelers of midnight who figure out how to live off of credit cards and gasoline stations. These technologies, these particle beam weapons, these laser cannons and fusion drives, they will all be put on the credit card, the infinite negative variable interest rate credit card. And with these credit cards, the human race will break out into the universe. We will spread our wisdom of Keynesian bullshittery and Krugman-esque thinking. And after maybe 5 or 6 billion years, when all of the resources have been stripped from reality and nothing left but a giant black glob of debt, and that glob of debt, that giant chunk of debt, will be the meaning of everything, and the 10,000 year galaxy bond is how we're going to get there, fuckers. It's how we're going to transcend and change things the right way, once and for all. And one day, the human race will sit amongst the great beings of the celestial realm with a giant existential credit card debt. And what do you say about a credit card debt that stretches across the universe and creates so much dark matter that it causes the universe to collapse upon itself, so that entirely new species from a future realm, from a different kind of universe that will come after our broken realm. They can go into debt too and start the cycle all over again. And after several hundred billion iterations, maybe several trillion iterations times 10 to the 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 1,000, after the cosmos has recycled itself in every Nietzschean eternal recurrence way imaginable, you fuck, will any of us have learned our lessons? How many 10,000-year galaxy bonds will be created by how many Type 0, Type 1, Type 2, Type fucking N civilizations? How many solar systems and their futures will be strip mined to maintain a Krugman-esque sense of hope and joy? Nobody really knows. And after 1 or 2 trillion iterations of the cosmic construct, the existential beings of the higher order realm who use their credit cards to create super devices to travel between cosmic constructs, they will also, you know, be fucking broke at that point, and they're going to need to come up with something even more powerful than the Cosmo Bond or the 10,000-year Galaxy Bond. After trillions and trillions and trillions of iterations of all the bubble universes and quantum states of all the fractional realities, there will be the people of Gimbus 47. The people of Gimbus 47, they only trade in silver and gold. They only trade in real things, not make-believe things. The people of Gimbus will live their lives in decent liberty kind of freeways. They don't really have governments. They don't worry about the roads. The roads take care of themselves because the people that need them build them. It's a magical miracle trick of reality. One can pray that the Gimbosian civilization that will be successful some 1.7 times 10 to the trillionth power cosmic constructs from now, because that's about how long it takes for sentient beings to fucking learn. Somewhere out there is a future reality that we can all be proud of. But it might take so many trillions of iterations of trillions of years of cosmic constructs and broke, bankrupt civilizations that decide to create super bonds that monetize places that people can't possibly get to, like, I don't know, the moon or Mars or some fucking planet that's 25 light years away. But imagine if you could use those magical make-believe things as a way to back a bond. How much would that bond be worth? Imagine if you owned half a planet. How much would you pay for a 10,000-year galaxy bond if it allowed you and your descendants to own half a fucking planet? And that's how they fucking get you. That's how they get you. That's how they sucker every person and every civilization. You'll become magically rich, like a 21st century John Law trying to explain to the French king that all he really needs is to monetize the New World, and then he'll be magically rich. That's the story. That's the truth about the 10,000-year galaxy bond.